Well, hello. Welcome to the Veterans Lighthouse Ministry Podcast. We just want to thank you for taking the opportunity to listen to us, to hear what we have to say, and to investing in the veterans in our community and in the world. So we just want to thank you for being here with us today. My name is Matt Childers. I'm here with Kyle Huffman. And we're going to be kind of just talking through some major issues that we see in the veterans community and how we can take those on. Kyle, if you want to introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm Kyle Huffman. I work as a youth pastor at Oakwood Baptist Church, where Matt is also a member. We've been here, well, you've been here for
going on 5 years. 5 years, yeah.
Yeah, and I've been here basically my whole life. So that's what I do. And Matt, just tell us kind of like about the ministry and what it is, what the mission statement kind of is for the ministry.
Absolutely. Well, you know, first I'll just tell you like who I am and like why I'm doing this. So, like I said, my name is Matt Childers. I'm a Army veteran. I was an MP in the Army Reserves. I did 9 years. I did one combat tour to Iraq, OIF 2009, 2010, which was probably one of the greatest experiences of my life. And since then, you know, I've gotten very involved in church since being back, and really found some saving grace, or I found where I belonged when I got back. And I was lost for a long time, and that really is what gave me the idea to start this ministry, is that I felt lost, I felt inadequate, I felt like I didn't belong for a really long time in everything that I did. I felt like I had kind of peaked and that I had done the biggest thing I was going to do in my life. And that, you know, when you go from being on a deployment and you're, you know, maybe for what we were doing was police transition. So we were training the Iraqi police to take back over their country. We're having meetings with sheiks. You know, we're having big, important conversations. We're making big, important decisions, life and death decisions. And then you come home and you go back to college or you go back to your part-time job, and it's just, you feel like you've done the most important thing that you're ever going to do. That was a big struggle for me for a long time, and that really led me to this. And it took me a really long time to find church in general, like to find a church that I felt like I fit, felt like I belonged in, and felt like I wasn't being judged at. And I thankfully found this church about 5 years ago and have just been given an immense amount of support. And it's also given me the chance to really like explore my faith and to explore these issues from a faithful side or a faithful view, you know, where I could look at this from victory instead of from defeat. So that's really changed my life in doing that. And what I envisioned with this ministry is that we are veterans reaching out to other veterans, just really trying to tackle the tough issues. We don't want to just be the kind of podcast or the kind of group that's like, hey, call this number if you need help. By all means, you know, we can't 24/7 be here to save somebody, but we want to give some resources. We want to give some places that you can turn to that aren't just going to be a 1-800 number. So we want to talk about things like that because While I did experience combat, the unit we were attached with, we lost one soldier in action. But since I've been home, between the two units I was attached to, I lost six to the war at home. And believe me, it's a war. And the hardest thing is not knowing how to take care of your soldiers when you get home. And, you know, when you're an NCO or you're an officer and you think that, you know, while you're in theater, you can take care of them. And even when you do lose someone in theater, you're at war, so it's expected that there's going to be losses. But when we come home, the threat should be gone. But the threat seems to have, you know, tripled, quadrupled at home as it did in theater. So that's a big part of why we're here and why I want to do this, because I don't want another one of my brothers or sisters not to hear something that could keep them alive and keep them with us, because I was afraid to say it.
Yeah, and we kind of feel as though this isn't, you know, a magic place where it's going to solve all our issues, but if it's one point of contact that you didn't have before that is sending a message of hope and that there is a light at the end of the tunnel and that there are people you can reach out to that care whether you're here or not, then we're going to invest in that, because we feel as though maybe when we were there or people we know were in that place. It was something that was needed but wasn't necessarily available. Like Matt mentioned, the different 1-800 numbers or the VA, you know, those things are important and we're thankful for those. But sometimes there's more that we can do, and that's what we're trying to accomplish here. So, yeah, thanks for that, Matt. And also, your experience in the Army seems as though you were kind of working your way up when you had your deployment. You were kind of in a new, like, you made sergeant before that, right?
I made sergeant while I was in theater. Yeah. I got my E5.
That's
there.
Awesome. Yeah, and so then, like, you know, you're all raising up on the chain, and then you know when you got out and you're looking for that structure, that's another thing that was no longer there, was that rank structure that made sense to you. And, mm-hmm. and you know, we in the church, we don't really have that for sure, but we do have commitments kind mm-hmm. of rank, you know, like how much are you willing to give? How much do you serve? And tell them about, you know, your roles in the church now.
Yeah. So the big thing for me was to find a way to get involved, because I think we all, when we sign up, we all have a need to do more in the world. And I think at the root cause of it, like, you know, there's going to be people that will say, I only did it for college, or I regret everything I did. But at the end of the day, at some point, there was that romantic notion of, like, I can save the world that we all had. For me, that moment happened on 9/11. I was a high school freshman. So, by the time the second tower had hit, I had already stopped everything and realized that, like, I needed to join the Army or something, because we were at war, and in my mind, that was my Pearl Harbor moment. Like, that was like, hey, I need to go and do this. So, yeah. You know, obviously I had to wait a few years before that, but I was able to join pretty early. So, my junior year I joined. So, that was kind of what that speared me towards that. So, yeah. You go through that time in the service, and you are always searching for that, like, meaningful contribution where you can give back to bettering the military, bettering the war, bettering the country you're serving in, whatever it is, you feel that. Mm-hmm. And then you get out, and it's really hard to find that meaningful piece, right? And mm-hmm. so when I came to Oakwood here, the first thing that happened to me was I was invited to go on a trip to the NFL Football Hall of Fame, and I'm a huge football fan. So I thought, well, hey, a free trip to the Hall of Fame, that sounds cool. I was a little nervous, though, that I was going to get on the bus and they were going to evangelize me or something. And so I was a little nervous.
Did they?
They didn't. They actually just talked to me like I was a normal person, and we talked about football most of the time. That's refreshing. So, that's maybe one of the biggest misconceptions we get is that we think we are going to get just beat with the Bible as soon as you walk in the door. So that was a really cool trip and got me kind of bought in. And then the previous youth pastor came to me about basketball, which, like I said, I'm a big sports guy, and that kind of really opened my eyes to giving back in a way that I didn't think was possible, because those kids, they helped me way more than I helped them, because I was never a very good basketball player or coach. But they taught me so much about growing up and just being an adult to them, and giving me the chance to be a positive influence in our life, really challenged me to think of myself as a role model, which I hadn't in a very long time. So that was huge. I was going to ask you, Kyle, so, you know, what kind of experience do you have with your time? So I know you're in the military, but maybe our listeners don't realize what you've done and how that's impacted you.
Yeah, so like I said, I'm, you know, a full-time youth minister here at the church, but on the part-time side, I serve in the Air National Guard here in West Virginia in Charleston. I'm a 2T2, which is air transportation specialist. So what we do is we load and unload aircraft for the Air Force. Any cargo that's needed in war, any passengers that need to get to war from war, contractors, DOD, military personnel, everybody. And summer of 2018, this past summer, and all the way until January of 2019, I was in Kuwait at a place called Ali Al Salim Air Base, just moving cargo for the fight against ISIS and the different things that are going on in the Middle East. So we moved We move tanks, you know, bombs, trucks, whatever needs to be used for war, and all the people that need to get there. And so we played a part in that. And so I'm still in the Air Guard as an E5 right now. So I serve part time, and occasionally they send you overseas for 6 months. So that's my role right now. So I was in Kuwait for about 6 months, doing that job every day. And that's my sort of military experience, and I've just where the ministry and the military overlap for me is just the personal side. There is ministry for me to do with the people that I'm in the military with, the people I serve with, and so there's never really a moment where ministry turns off for me, and it's something that I feel God kind of gave me the desire to do both of those things, and the opportunities are there more times than not. So yeah, that's my military experience. Like I said, I'm still in right now, so we have a little bit of diversity between Matt and I. We have Army and Air Force, and then we have Reserves, Air Guard, and then we have in and not in any longer.
Right.
So.
And then, you know, another big difference that we have here and that we are trying to highlight with our podcast, too, is that, and we'll have another episode about this in the future, but veterans and, like, the status of veterans, right? Like, so what's veteran enough is going to be a big topic for us coming forward. But, you know, I'm no more veteran than Kyle because I went on a combat tour and, you know, I got a combat action badge. Okay. Well, I got that because, you know, yeah, we were shot at a few times. And when I say that we lost a soldier, like I said, I lost a soldier from the unit I was attached with. He wasn't my soldier. I felt that loss and it hurt. But, you know, we did, our unit did have some scary stuff happen. We had some guys blown up, which was terrifying. But for me personally, like, I still feel some guilt there. And we'll talk a lot about that as we go through, because being a combat veteran versus being a veteran, there's something we have to realize is that when we lose 22 veterans a day, at minimum 22 veterans a day, based on the latest statistics, they cannot all be just combat veterans. There has to be a bigger problem here. So that's some of the things we're going to explore as we're going through this podcast.
Yeah, if I can jump in there, Matt, kind of speaking on his behalf as well, I think one of the things that he's saying with that too is you're never going to hear us demean anybody for the level of danger they were in or the amount of combat. We will give props to people who put themselves on the line, and we'll give props for valor. Don't get us wrong. And like for me, I always look to Matt as someone that's done something that I haven't done. But we're not going to demean anybody based on the level of whatever they did. If you're in, then we are a place for you because we, or if you were in rather,
right?
We're a place for you because we, like Matt said, these 22 that we're losing a day, they can, statistically they can't all be combat veterans, or we would run out.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're here for everybody. We're never gonna talk down about anybody's time. We might give extra props from time to time, or I will for guys, but. I just wanted to make that note.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, with this podcast, our plan is to really just make it known that we're going to have fun. We're going to joke a lot. But so many veteran podcasts currently are guys just telling war stories. And that's definitely a form of therapy, 100%. It's a way to get that out there and to feel better about yourself. And by all means, we're not taking a shot at anybody here.
Yeah.
But we just really want this podcast to be about putting a positive message out there, taking on roadblocks and talking about ways around them and through them. Yeah. So like Kyle said in the beginning, this isn't going to be all sunshine and rainbows, and there's not going to be 100% answer for everything that we bring up, but we're going to give you options. The other thing we're going to ask for is listener feedback. Please, we'll post our email. You can send us a voice message here on Anchor or anywhere else. But please, let us know what you want to hear about. We want to talk about it. We've got some plans coming up in the future, and we'll go through those here at the end of what our upcoming episodes will be. But
yeah.
Just know that if anything, if you get one thing out of this podcast, it's that these two guys here in West Virginia, that we care about you, we love you, and we care about you as our brothers and sisters, not only in the armed forces and as veterans, but our brothers and sisters in Christ. So we stand for you and we stand with you, and that we want to help you fight these demons and take those on. So that's what we're here for.
Yeah, we are, just so you understand where we stand, if that makes any sense, we're approaching this through the eyes of Christ. So yes, like Matt said, we love you and care about you because we have that shared experience and that brothers and sisterhood that is the military. So that binds us, but our care and our fuel, our compassion really comes from Christ. And so as Christians, you're gonna get that from us. And that's a bond that can't be broken, that we will be here, and it's not on our own strength. So whether or not that's you, whether or not you are walking that walk of faith, we're still going to reach out and we still care about you. You don't have to be a Christian to listen to this podcast, and our hope is that many folks that aren't would tune in, just as those who are. So I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we are just simply providing our view on this and what we've seen and what's worked for us. So by all means, we want everyone to listen to this, whether Christian or not, whatever it is. We're here for everybody, and we're just trying to share our common experience and what we've found success in.
Yeah.
So we'll kind of talk through what we have for the upcoming episodes. This will probably be our shortest episode, as we're just trying to get our feet wet here and figure out what we're doing and how to work all this stuff. So So upcoming for the next couple of weeks, so our next episode will be Being Veteran Enough. So we're going to really focus on that idea of, am I veteran enough? Did I do enough? I was in the military, but I was a clerk. I worked in human resources. Is that enough? We're going to talk through a lot of that stuff.
And we're going to talk about just dealing with that sort of guilt we feel for not doing enough. The stories you hear about World War II, where guys who were dying and other guys couldn't serve, or they weren't drafted one way or the other, they felt sort of a survivor's guilt. And that's something that we're going to bring up, and just the idea of, well, I'm still here and I have brothers and sisters that aren't, so how do I deal with that? Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, Matt, like, depending on what my career field was, I wasn't in that line of fire. I wasn't on the front lines, and I know guys that were, and we feel that too. Matt and I both mm-hmm. have discussed in the past how that's something that we kind of have to live with as well, and how have we dealt with it is something we'll be talking about, and maybe some suggestions and some hope for maybe how you can as well.
Absolutely. So that'll be our next episode, so tune in for that one. We're very excited. So our next after that, we're going to talk about feeling worthy. So I kind of talked about this in my intro, but feeling like you belong, feeling like someone would want to be around you after some of the things you've said or done, we'll kind of go into depth about that, because there's a part of us that thinks that, like, whatever we did on deployment, God would never forgive us for that, or we could never set foot in a church. I don't know how many guys have told me, if I walked in that church, the walls would fall down,
yeah.
or I'd catch on fire, right? So we're going to really just dig into that and see what that really looks like.
Yeah, for us who, like, haven't been in that, combat sort of the violence and the tasks that you have to do or just do, or things you see, like you've mentioned, Matt, for those of us who haven't been in that spot, I think also just the culture of the military is not really one that, at least in your mind, matches up with church. And Matt and I are trying to bridge that gap, because we feel as though, depending on the people, if they're really in it for Christ, there shouldn't be a gap. Like, there should be, and if you correct me if I'm wrong here, or if you can say this in a better way than I can, but for those of us who are in Christ, there's nobody that we shouldn't be trying to reach. And so there's no culture, or there's no world that you're living in that shouldn't be able to be reached by a Christian. And so our hope is that we could give you encouragement that if you're feeling as though, like, the way you live your life, there's no way you could go to church, like that military culture, whether it's drinking mm-hmm. or partying or just maybe even language and just the way you choose to speak. We want to kind of break down those walls between those groups. So that's kind of something else, feeling worthy.
Absolutely. And I mean, that's going to be the whole focus of that episode, is really, like, where do we fit in, and how do we find our worth outside of what the rank on your chest or on your collar says, and finding, you know, where you find value in yourself outside of the military. And that's a big struggle for a lot of us.
Yeah.
And then, you know, after that, we'll be approaching Memorial Day, which is such a big day. You know, I know Kyle's given a sermon on this before about the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day and how that impacts a veteran when you say, hey, thanks for your service on Memorial Day. That brings up so many different feelings of guilt that I can't even begin to list those. But on that day, we're going to really dive into there's this common verse that we see all the time, right, on Memorial Day and Veterans Day too, right? And it's John 15:13, which greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. It's also used as, you know, for one's brother as well. We're going to really explore this from the idea of, what if I am the brother who you laid your life down for, right? What kind of guilt do I feel there? What does my life look like after? How do I go on from that? So we're excited for that episode. I think that's going to be a lot of substance there. So look forward to that one as well. Our planned cadence for this is going to be weekly to start off. We're going to try and record these on Mondays and get these uploaded by Tuesdays or so. So try and set your reminders or subscribe, and we'll be popping up for you there. As we're getting ready to wrap this up, we just want to again reiterate that we're thankful that you're giving us a try. We ask that you come back and give us another look or another listen. Tell your friends, let us know what's available, and if you know a veteran who might get some value out of this, let us know. So we just thank you for that, and we look forward to hearing back from you guys soon. Kyle, any closing remarks?
Like Matt said, if you know of a veteran in need or somebody that served that's just not reconnected or not in a community of any sort, but in a positive way especially, and they just need, you think that they maybe need that, you know, refer us to them. And, you know, like we said, we're not magical miracle workers, but we're just going to share our experience, provide some hope. And maybe there's something that a veteran in need is going to hear from this podcast that maybe is just going to change the way they think about something. And maybe for that day, we can get that 22 a day down to maybe 21 or maybe more. Mm-hmm. And like Matt's always saying, we need to be at this until it's zero a day. And that's our goal. So
absolutely. If you're interested, you can check us out on Facebook, Lighthouse Veterans Ministry on Facebook. You can email us at lighthouseveterans@gmail.com. But get in touch with us, guys. You can leave feedback right here on the podcast. But we want to hear from you. We want to hear how we can make a bigger impact with this. And if you want to be on the show, if you have a special message, we'd love to hear it and take part in it. So thank you guys again, and God bless you, and have a great day.
Yeah, thank you, guys.